Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Mesechtes Bechoyreis, Perik Zayin, Mischne Gimel. Herr Chorim. Chorim is a psul. It's a mum that would not allow the client to do the Avaida. Chorim means that is... Now, Chorim is some kind of a nose problem. Frek to Mishne, Ezu Chorim. So in what way does this person have a problem with his nose so that it passes him to do the Avaida? Ezu Chorim, what is Chorim? Sagt der Mishne, HaKoichel Shtein of Kachas. This person can put on makeup, he can paint his two eyes in like one stroke. And the reason most people can't is because their nose is in the way. This person's nose is kind of sunken in. So while most people would have to paint one eye, lift the brush over the nose and paint the other eye, he just goes straight. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Shtei Einav Lemaila, if his two eyes are higher on his head than normal. They're higher up on his forehead than the average person, who shtein of lamata, or his two eyes are lower where they should be. Eino yachas lamala, or one of his eyes is above where it's usual. The eino yachas lamata, one of his eyes is below. Vaitra says in Mishnah, another mum is roya es hacheder vesu aliyah ka'achas. Basically, this person is cross-eyed. And memela, what happens to him is he can see the cheder, that's the bottom floor of the house, and the aliyah and the top floor of the house at the same time. Matruna says, you ever talk to someone, it looks like he's not looking at you, but he really is, because his eyes don't focus the way normal eyes do. That's what we're talking about. Vaitra zok de Mishnah, Sochei Shemesh, this is a person who can't take the light of the sun. Sochei is in the Lashon of Schach, like it covers. He covers his eyes when there's sunlight. So that would pass the coin through the Avaida. Also, Zugdois, that's a person who isn't peering upright. Let's see, one of his eyes is one color, another one of his eyes is a different color. Or, one eyebrow is thick, one is thin. Or let's say you clearly see a difference in his two ears. So zug dice comes from the word zug. Zug means a pair. And dice, in Aramish, means two. In other words, it's divided. So each one on its own would be fine if the other one looked that way. But because they're stark different, it becomes a mum. Vaita says, Mishnah Vatziran, this is a person who's constantly tearing, tears coming from his eyes all the time. Vishenashru Risei Einav, this person's eyelashes fell out, he's unfit to do the Avaida, Mipnei Maris Ha'ayin. Because it's only Midrabanan because it doesn't look good. But Midraisa would be kosher. The other Mumim in our Mishnah are Mumim in HaTorah. So, psulim that we learned about in our Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, someone whose nose is pressed in, so much so that if he wants to paint his eyes, the brush goes straight. Other psulim, if both of his eyes are higher than the normal place, or lower than the normal place, or one eye is higher and the other eye is lower than where it should be, that's either one, by the way. In other words, the Mishnah is saying, not only if both of his eyes are in the wrong place, but even if one of the eyes is either higher, or one of the eyes are too low, that would also passel him. If he's cross-eyed, that would be passel to do the avoida. If he can't look at the sun, or his eyes just don't match up, or his eyebrows don't match up, or any other pair, like his two ears don't look the same. Someone's constantly tearing, or his eyelashes fell out. These are all passel. In the last case, though, it's passel only midrabana, because it just doesn't look nice. By the way, the word Maris Ayin in this Mishnah is different than Maris Ayin in most places in Mishnah. Most of the time when we use the term Maris Ayin, it means people will get the wrong impression. Like, for example, let's say it says you shouldn't have coconut milk and meat on the same table unless there's some type of a simen. Because in Maris Ayin, it looks like he's eating milk and meat. They don't know that it's coconut milk. It's not milk from a cow or a goat. That's the normal type of Maris Ayin. The Maris Ayin in this Mishnah means it just doesn't look nice. Zok to Batner, when do we say missing eyelashes is just an Isser Midrabana, because it doesn't look nice? That's if there's something left over there of the eyelash. But if there's nothing there at all, that's a real mum. That's Pasul Midraisa. For that matter, if there's much more than normal, that's a mum gomer. So there are really three dinim chalukim, says the Batanura, when it comes to mumen of a person. There are certain mumen that are real, bona fide mumen. It passes a kain from doing the avaida, it's a mum for a behema, And a Kayin who does the Avoida with that type of a mum is Chayiv Malkus, and the Avoida is not good. Whatever he did is Pasul. Then you have the extra mumen that are only by a person and not by a behema. So there the Kayin would be Chayiv Malkus, but his Avoida is kosher. What he did is kosher. And then you have mumen that are just Marisayin. So if the Kayin was over and he did it, like he had these eyelashes that are only Pasul Midrabanan, because there's some Rishim there, but less than the average person. So he's not supposed to do the Avoida, but if he does do the Avoida, he's not Chayiv Malkus, and of course, his Avoida is kosher.